This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. In the show today, Rusty Halvorsen gets us caught up on the week's top news.
Lots of new innovations to talk about in this week's review. That's coming up in just a moment after this message from our friends at CHS.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking with Dan Schur, chair of the CHS Board of Directors, about how the cooperative system is meeting the needs of agriculture today. How can farmers and ranchers get the most value from cooperative ownership?
Well, you know, when I think about cooperatives, I think sometimes it's easy for somebody that's deeply involved in cooperatives to see the value and see what the cooperative does behind the scenes, you know, what they're working on behind the scenes. And a lot of times a cooperative does things that we're focused on the owner, so we're going to do some things that we make sure that we provide value to that owner. We may, for instance, put propane in trains and park them somewhere so we have propane for our customers. Well, some companies just wouldn't do that because that doesn't make sense to them. But for us, it does make sense because we're focused on our owners being successful. And so we have to do those kinds of things. So if you learn a little bit about what a cooperative system does and how it works, it's pretty enticing. So when I think about it, it's pretty easy to get involved. It's pretty easy to be a part of this system. First of all you got to do is be a customer. So simply by being a customer, you know, you can be involved in the cooperative system. And our co-ops are going to be there every day competing for your business. And they got to do that. They have to be competitive with the rest of the business world that they're competing against. Secondly, you're a patron. And just because you're a customer, you become a patron. Then you can share in the value of that co-op generates. So if the co-op is successful, you share by getting patronage back to your farm.
And thanks for joining us on Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.
We visited recently with Justin Welch, digital lead for U.S. Seed for Syngenta, about data and how it empowers farmers. Syngenta and NK Seeds have launched the new CropWise Seed Selector. Can you tell the audience a little about it and what separates it from some of the other tools that may be out there?
Sure. CropWise Seed Selector has been a long time coming for NK Seeds, and we're really excited to be able to share this digital technology with our retail partners and helping them help their farmers make better decisions. One of the things that really makes CropWise Seed Selector stand out from a differentiation standpoint is it's really focused around seed excellence. How do we make sure the right hybrids are in the portfolio for each of the customers? How do we make sure the right management practices are attached to those products? How do we use scouting and imagery to follow up on that product performance? And really just a better way for giving our NK seed customers a great seed experience.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the platform, it seems it would have to be highly adaptable, taken in to several things into account, like geographic location, historic crop stress, precipitation levels. How do you get the baseline of all that information started with this new tool, Justin?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's really great about Syngenta is we have a data science and analytics team that's second to none, and we've been doing internal product placement for many, many years. And so we have a database of 20 years of weather. We've got a database of soil information that really allows for us to look at our trialing network of the thousands of plots that we do every single year and then define that all the way down to the grower's field level. So if a grower is working with a retailer, we've mapped their farms, we can hone in on a single farm, look at the soils, look at the weather environment that's happened on that field over the last 20 years. And then we go back and look through our extensive trialing information to see which plots make the most sense for comparisons and predicting future outcomes. And by doing that, we're able to use weather and soils in a very unique way to make product placement decisions. I really like the process in which we go about doing this differently than competitors, in that we're not tied to just 50-mile geographical location around that grower's fields. We're looking at similar soils and similar weather patterns to make sure we're using the right data sets for getting the right products on each of those growers' fields.
Yeah, and when using a tool such as this, the return on investment, is there any cost to the producer? Is there any subscription fees, anything like that associated with it?
Yeah, we're completely focused on that return on seed investment. And for us, the only cost is them purchasing MK seed and making that commitment to helping it have a great experience on their fields during the growing season. There's no cost to a grower for us helping make sure they got the right products purchased. There's no cost to a grower for us to make sure we have the right management going along with those hybrids or varieties in their fields. It's really just a way that when they're purchasing seed from NK, these services just come in the bag. And that's really how we look at digital services, is it shouldn't be an additional cost at this point when it comes to buying our seed. It should be our responsibility to make sure that growers that purchase our seed have all of this information at their fingertips to help make sure they have a great experience and a higher return on that seed investment.
Yeah, and seed decisions for 2021 are being made right now, so growers are probably already in touch with their local NK retailer. And obviously, this if folks are curious, this is something to talk about and maybe explore more online as well.
That's correct. You can find information about CropWise Seed Selector from your local NK sales rep or agronomist. Many of your local retailers are starting to log into the platform and learn what it has to offer them as well. And I really believe that over the next year, many producers in the United States are going to start hearing CropWise be a really nice digital partner with them to make sure that their seed purchase was a good one.
Okay. Well, good interview, Justin. I think we touched on everything, unless there's a final thought you'd like to add.
No, I just believe that, we're, at NK, we're a long history organization. And as we start looking into the future of seeing where our products are going to fit with growers, we're reintroducing ourselves to many of these growers. And when they get to use CropWise Seed Selector with their local reseller, they're going to realize that we're going to be a partner for the long haul with them. And I believe that many growers will find that beneficial, and they're going to be striking up a new relationship with an old company in NK Seeds.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time today, and best of luck in the 2021 season, and we'll spread the word, and thanks for your time today. I appreciate it very much, Justin. We also visited recently with Asgrow brand manager Clint Chafford during a Bayer virtual media event about the early harvest results in soybeans and the success of the Xtend Flex trait. We're having a Bayer virtual media tour day, and if we could, Clint, let's talk about Asgrow. We're getting into the harvest in many parts of the country, and what kind of results have you been seeing so far? What have you been excited about when we've seen some of these early yield harvest results?
Yeah, so far I think in a lot of areas, farmers have been pretty excited about the yield results that they've been seeing from Asgrow soybeans. We've been hearing a lot around the countryside of better than expected yields in some areas. Of course, that varies kind of depending on Mother Nature and where your farm's located, though.
Yeah, absolutely, because there have been some drier areas that we've seen in parts of, say, western Iowa and whatnot, and then we had that derecho storm. But on this Bayer virtual tour day, not only are we kind of thinking about what we're putting in the bin for this fall, but we're also thinking about, 2021. It's never too early to start thinking about what kind of varieties we want to put on our fields next year. What are you excited about, Clint, and what have you been talking to growers about?
That's a great question, Rusty. I think, as we start looking into 2021, the excitement for Asgrow soybeans is really around our Xtend Flex soybeans, which are pending regulatory approvals, but expected soon. When we look at our Asgrow Xtend Flex lineup, this is going to be the largest trait launch in Asgrow's history, which is a pretty big statement, right? And really, these are kind of the combination of our exclusive genetics for yield performance coupled with the additional flexibility from the added tolerance to glufosinate. And when I talk about the largest trait launch This is going to be 47 new Extend Flex products across all relative maturities. So no matter where you're farming at, you're going to be able to try out our Asgrow Extend Flex soybeans.
Okay. Now, when we talk about Extend Flex soybeans, obviously a trait that lots of folks are excited about. Have you been fielding a lot of questions about the trait and availability of supplies next year?
Yeah, you know, there has been a lot of questions around the supply. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of folks that are excited about it and are wanting to try it on their farm, and I can assure you that that we have prepared for that, and we are set up to make sure that we're offering the products that our farmers need.
Okay, now Clint, where are you based out of, and how does the crop look in your area?
Yeah, no. So I'm based out of the St. Louis office, but I'm actually talking to you from Seton, Illinois. So we actually have a family farm. We just got started harvesting soybeans yesterday. So Dad was cutting our Asgrow 26XOs, and we were pleasantly surprised with that. So we're seeing a pretty good yield on those early planted soybeans. So
okay, now I'm looking at the radar, and there are some light showers in southern Illinois. How much are you hoping to get done?
We have about 160 acres of early planted soybeans that we'd like to get knocked out before we get any rain on them. So that's the plan anyway as of today.
Okay, that sounds good. Now this is a bare virtual media tour kind of a day. Where can growers go online on their smartphone or their smart device? Where can they check out some of the varieties? As you said, one of the biggest rollouts for a lot of new traits for next year. Where can a curious person go to kind of learn more, Clint?
No, I'd point them in two different places. So the first place I'd say to go out there is to asgrow.com/extendflex. Where they can kind of keep track on how that launch is going and check out the varieties out there. The other place that I would point farmers to is to go out to our Bayer Plus Rewards dashboard there and get signed up for that program. That's a great incentive-based program for as you start putting multiple Bayer products on, you start earning more and more incentives. And DeKalb, Asgrow, and Delta Pine are the only qualifying seed brands, so we're excited to be a part of that. And so if you're already purchasing seed, you're only one product away from starting to earn some incentives. So I'd head out there to Bayer Plus Rewards and get signed up before 2021.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that Bayer Plus Rewards, one of the strongest programs out there with obviously some of the best rewards there are.
Yeah, I tell you what, my dad just checked his 2020 rewards, and I got a phone call when he logged on, and there was a lot of excitement in his voice there when he seen the size of his rewards there. So I think a lot of farmers will be pleasantly surprised there.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Clint. I've got to hop on the air and do a live market check here coming up in about 40 seconds. We're in radio time. That's a lot of time. But thank you for your time today. Thank you, Jennifer, for setting this up. And thanks for your time. Hope to see you down the road someday.
Hey, thank you, Rusty. Take care.
Thanks, Rusty. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Good luck harvesting. And stay safe, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You bet. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye. That's what's happening in agribusiness. I'm Rusty Halverson.
This has been the American Ag Network Week in Review. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.